This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Hear, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. For Jesus is the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, O Lord, our God, O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again, and we shall be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. The Bible tells us, blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. What a wonderful time to be in the Lord. Oh, praise be to his holy name. As always, I must first give thanks to God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And oh yes, I give thanks for you this morning. The few of you that are tuned in this morning, whether it be by internet or by radio, for the Bible says that the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. The Bible said many are called, but only a few are chosen to find this true hiding place in Christ Jesus. Oh, praise be to his holy name. As usual, if you have your Bibles, today the Holy Spirit will make an attempt once again to bring you out of the darkness of religion and allow you to rest in this glorious gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and him crucified. 1 John chapter 5, all praise be to his holy name. Verse 1 declares, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. There are three that bear witness in earth: the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. Oh, blessed be to his holy name. If I was one that title a message, then certainly today's message would be, God can see you. Oh, praise his holy name. The Bible tells us that whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Oh, praise be to our holy God. This morning, we invite you, whosoever, to come on in out of the storm, for you've been in the storm too long. Come on in and get in where you fit in and experience the love of Jesus. You will never regret it. You have never experienced such a love and peace that is found only in Christ, the baptism of death. The true love you have been trying to find was in Christ Jesus all the time. And oh yes, you have to die, because that is the penalty for your sin. But Jesus has already done it for you. All you have to do is accept the sacrifice he made for you on the cross by faith. Ask forgiveness for your sin that Jesus paid for you. Confess Jesus as your Lord and invite him to come into your heart. Then you can be a son or daughter of God. It is really that simple. And then Jesus lives it out for you. The tough part is you stand dead while he lives it out through you. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27 says, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a cast away. And if you decide to accept this Jesus Christ as Lord, you will have to battle with the sin nature for the rest of your life, until you get your glorified body at the rapture. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord, you have just entered into a warfare, not only with your flesh, but also with the world system, which is opposed to the kingdom of God. And Satan and his demonic forces, you know, a lot of them practice religion, and multitudes of them preach from the pulpits. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Oh, it is not easy. But the rewards are out of this world and eternal. You will be required to sacrifice, and you will suffer. To what degree, I don't know. It depends on what God wants to do through you. And it depends on what you allow him to do through you. Those fake and lying preachers, pimps in the pulpit, that God will use you to warn them that they are on their way to hell, have lost this battle. But they can still get back into the war. If they repent and give the people their money back and come back to God and his way, the cross, they lost the battle because they don't even know the gospel of the kingdom. And many of them don't even know or remember their calling, which we all know that are truly called by God. When God calls you to do something, you'll never forget it. I remember today. It happened 25 years ago, and it seems just like it was today. I can remember it. I went down to apply for a job at Hickson Hopkins. God had closed the door in my face. Upon leaving the place, I was shaking my fists and ranting at God in ignorance, telling God, God, you know I needed that job. If I had that job, it would have killed two birds with one stone. In my ignorance, I was steady complaining, and God in his great mercy spoke to me. And he said, I've already given you a job. And your job is that you're to go to the highways and the byways where you've been. And you're to tell them about Jesus and what Jesus has done in your life. And your name is no longer Metric, but Messenger. Oh, I remember it like it was just yesterday. Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 10, verses 38 and 39, and it says, and he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. And he that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. And in Mark chapter 8, verse 34 and 35, it says, and when Jesus had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel, the same shall save it. How do we lose our life? By the faith. Jesus left his church one faith. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5 declares, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. We lose our lives by the faith that you died with Jesus on the cross as he was dying for you. When you read Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 14, the Holy Spirit basically opens it up a little bit more for you, and I recommend that you take the time out to read Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 14, where the Holy Spirit enlightens you as to what taking place. Water baptism, it is a physical confession of this faith. You're dead with Christ, then the